John?
Yeah, I'm here.
John, I just gave my talk at the Well-Read Coyote here.
Okay, that's what I was hoping you'd inform us about.
And Regina's here, and I'm going to put her on to say hello. Better speak to the millions of
people. What was her name again?
Regina.
Regina.
Regina, she listened to my talk.
It's a beautiful name.
Hello.
Hello, Regina. Welcome to the Blogging Broadcasting Show. How are you today?
I'm just great, John. It's a beautiful day here in Sedona.
Well, excellent. I heard that Winfrey is there signing copies of his book and giving out CDs.
Indeed, he has been doing that this afternoon. He did
his book. Well, excellent. Can you speak up just a bit? I don't think we can hear you all that well.
Oh, okay, I think I'd be able to.
Ah, there you go. Perfect. So it all went well. How did you like the time Winfrey spent there? I mean, he's an extraordinary man.
Well, indeed, he has a very important message to share with us, and he has committed his life to doing that. We are very grateful for the presence
and
for his love.
Well, excellent. I'm glad he had the chance to go over there. He's been telling me that there's quite a few tours that he's going to be being on soon, book tours, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, because Wynn and I do a show together, and boy, the wealth of information that he has concerning the spiritual evolution of humankind is vast. So that's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's a message of hope. Love and joy and peace and all the things that people ask
you are
searching for.
Well, exactly. Well, thank you for coming on the show with us, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Let me give you back to him.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Don.
How are you, Lynn?
So, Don, did you get anything mean to her or anything? I couldn't hear
you. Well, of course.
You didn't hit on her, did you?
Well, you know, I was about to.
You were? You better watch yourself, okay? You're good. I couldn't hear what you're saying. Here we are. We might be talking to hundreds of people.
Right? Well, that's right.
Over Regina millions. Just to get her a little nervous. Probably more like hundreds. Now, guess who else is here?
Who's that?
Judy.
Judy. Now, who was that again?
Judy is that girl that you said had a sexy voice, remember?
Ah.
Remember her?
Yes.
She's the blonde, you
know? Judy is
the blonde with a sexy voice?
Right, the one that I did hit on.
So, well, look, this is like the new age Howard Stern, right?
I think it's a lot worse than that.
A lot worse. Here, say hello to Doc.
Hi, Don.
Well, hi, Judy. Welcome to the Blogging Broadcasting Service. We're going to be airing this, so whatever you say can and will be used against you.
Oh, good. I can't help it. I was drawn this way. I can't help it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's a pleasure hearing your voice again. It's one of those voices that is hard to get out of the ear.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Happy to be of service.
I was also going to mention to you that we'll be, hopefully here in the near future, working with you in one capacity or another as far as affiliates and public relations goes. So I'm hoping to speak with you a little more privately about that.
That would be wonderful.
Especially the public relations, private public relations.
Relations
have relationships.
So
have to cement it somehow, don't we?
let's build better relations and let's have better relationships.
Exactly.
When we have a higher intention and we come from our heart, we can establish that.
Well, exactly. We can always at least wing it.
And the important thing is, you know, we're all co-creating it together.
I agree.
I'm happy to be of service and happy to be a part of your co-creation.
You know, Julie, I'm happy to have you with us, and I know we're going to do some wonderful things here in the near future.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Good.
And we had a great afternoon here in Sedona. It's absolutely beautiful, and he had a very good crowd.
Well, excellent.
I know. So the message is getting out there, and that's important.
Well, you know, his book is a powerful book. The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce is only partially about David Wilcox. The most of it is, in my opinion, much, much more, I guess, how would you say, it's a much more powerful message, and that's of the raw channelings and who we are and how we fit into this dimension and into the next dimension and so on. And the message is one that is profound, and I just wish every single person picks up a copy of that book, because it changes people's lives.
It really does. It's, you can pick it up and keep reading. I like the second half.
Well, that's the part I'm talking about. And in,
I know.
My,
I'm confused. I get the juice. Gotta keep the juice.
No, that's right. That's right. You know, my twin brother just read it, and he phoned me up today and was just ecstatic. He said, "Wow, that is a powerful book." And I said, "That's why I've been trying to get you to read it."
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's good to hear your voice, and keep on with the wonderful work that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you.
I look forward to speaking with you. Thank you for being on the show, and we hope to have you on soon again in many ways.
That's right. Many of me will show up. Okay. And here's the other guy.
Thank you.
So, John?
How are you? You're back.
Are you taking this in person?
Of course I'm taking it. You're live.
I'm not live.
You are live, my friend.
It's not time for the show yet.
Well, I figured we'd go live a little bit early.
And then you're going to play a tape of it later?
Hell no! This is live, man.
No, didn't
you? I'm telling you, Barney's coming on next. What's that?
Are we going to be on at 8 o'clock?
We're going to be on at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And I figure this is only fair, what I'm doing to you, for what you did to me last time.
It is.
It is.
That's why we call it the dawn and the wind show.
That's right.
You're going to catch me spontaneously. Right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, for those who are trying to figure this out who's listening, my name is Jim Frey, and I am the author, the principal author, with David Wilcox, of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And plus, I have all these personal experiences of interdimensional communication. And it seems like I've been chosen to be an emissary, part of a ground crew, for this other side forces trying to get me to explain to people that in a couple of years our planet's going through this dimensional shift and it's going to affect everybody. And I know we're doing it in a kind of silly way today, but silly is okay because it's fun, and fun is the way that we get out of this dimension. Don't take it too seriously. I know for a lot of people that's easier said than done, because life is oppressive, and believe me, no one knows better than you how oppressive life can be. So, we're trying to share things of a way of uplifting. And I think there's a lot of truth to that in the book I've written. And I hope there'll be truth that presents himself on this show. Ways to find hope and a positive outlook in a world that can sometimes look pretty bleak. So, one thing is that there's forces that are actually watching us and paying attention to us that are positive. And they want to help us. They want to help you. And you have to connect with them. And probably most people don't believe that's a possibility. They don't believe it's possible to connect with positive forces that are out of this realm.
Especially when they want to connect with you.
What's that?
Especially because they want to connect with each and every one of us, and they're trying so desperately to do just that.
They are, right. So, I'd like to tell you, you don't have to worry about your deodorant. They don't care if you smell, because it's in their room, there's no smells. All you have to do, I say, it sounds simple, but it's not so simple. First of all, consider the possibility that it could happen. Just consider it as a possibility. Don't believe it, don't be blind, just consider it as a possibility. Just like when you go play the lotto, you consider it a possibility that you might win, right? Start off considering it, and then start saying, I'm open to some kind of direct experience, if that's in the cards. I'm open to some kind of validation. And also consider it, if you have this kind of experience, that you're going to use it in a selfless way to help others.
Well, exactly. That's key.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh my God, I had this experience, and then they use it to get, to get attention from their friends, and, to become self-serving. If you want to connect to the highest sources, you must be pure in your intention. Because otherwise, you'll get a lesser than higher source, and you won't know the difference, and you're going to be led astray. Look for first in signs of energy changes, not in voices, but in energy changes. Look for it in terms of feeling more joy. Look for it that you look upwards and ask for something and suddenly feel your energy shift. Make pretend that maybe they're communicating with you. They're real. Those of you who stay tuned and listen to the show, you'll learn that these forces are real. And it's not, they can be validated. And of course, my personal experience has validated it to me beyond a shadow of a doubt. But that's my experience, and you need to have your experience. What's happened to me for like 3 years is I've had two girlfriends in a row. I call them girlfriend X and girlfriend Y, who suddenly started communicating to me from one of these sources. And we've had numerous conversations. I've had the opportunity to ask every question under the sun. I put up the story on the website, conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, www.com, and that's just, there's a link to that on the Donna Noon Show. And you can read some of these channelings. And I say, don't believe them. Just read them and
let them sink in.
Let them sink in. Let what's real move you, but don't believe it is blind information to follow, because that's the wrong approach. And then I had sent, and started to, turn the tapes that I did of these conversations, which have been happening over the past 3 years, into digital files, and John has going to put up one of those, a little excerpt from one of those files later on. Is that what you're threatening to do then?
Yes, exactly. The files that you're going to send me, we're going to be running a show twice a week from now on, folks. So listen up. The first show, which will be running every Saturday at 8 p.m., will basically be the discussion between you and I, and it's going to be more along a different vein, because the second time we do a show will run every Wednesday, and it will run at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, those will be the channel.
Is that Central Time now?
That's Central Time, correct.
So that means it's 4 p.m. in California, right?
Correct.
Can we run the Wednesday show a second time later?
Yes, we can. Would you run it?
We can run it at 6, but the Californians are all at work. 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And listen to it.
Well, why don't we run it at 7 Central?
Which is 5, right?
That's 5.
So too early. They're not home from work yet. They're driving them on the...
Then we'll have to run it late, because every show, all shows, Monday through Sunday, are all booked at 8 o'clock, of course, till 9.
I was going to suggest run up once at 6 and once at midnight. I know, you're not going to get any sleep that night.
That would cut into my beauty rest. And believe me, you ever saw my picture, you know I need it.
Okay.
Getting back to that humor quality, it's funny, you know that old saying, lighten up?
Yeah.
It's a pretty apt saying, is it not?
Yeah.
Whenever we do use humor in our way of life, we actually are lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, figuratively and physically.
You know what, Don? We're going to have to promise to these people, when the people that are tuning in to us are guaranteed to hear some, at least some bad jokes.
Right? Very bad jokes.
This
wouldn't be the Don and Wood show if we didn't have any very bad jokes.
Well, you know what?
I mean, look at the people who are talking.
Did you know I was thinking of being a comedian one time? Do you want to hear some of my comedian jokes? You want to hear them?
I would love to hear one.
This is a part of me you never heard of, right?
Okay.
Where do drunk octopuses hang out?
You know, that leaves a really, really weird mental picture in my mind. Because I just watched James Bond's Octopussy last night.
You did?
Yeah.
In fact, that was another question.
I'm telling you.
What's the favorite delicacy of male octopus? Don't say it. Very good. Here's where drunk octopuses hang out. They hang out at Skid Row or the Sandbar.
Or the Sandbar?
The Sandbar.
You know what? You're cut off.
You don't have one of those buttons to put an explosion, right? Like Howard Stern does.
Yeah, we're going to have a one of those mixers that allows us to put some sort of automatic applause in, because otherwise we're not going to get any.
Now, do you know what an octopus's favorite gospel song is?
What's that?
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
That's what the woman says. Here's the favorite gospel song. Put your hand in the 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 hand of the man across the border.
You know,
that would be a little better, right?
No, man, you're still cut off.
Huh? Well, you can see why I didn't become a comedian.
If Judy's standing next to you, she must be frowning.
Is Judy frowning? No, she's not frowning.
Is she not frowning?
No. She's just sad that she's, it's an area where she can shine and I can't.
You know, I'm one of the few people that can't tell a joke. I can hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it, and the moment I try to tell it, I forget it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear it? You want to hear a really good joke, Tom?
All right, fire.
You know, this is a spiritual, metaphysical talk show, and I'm telling these terrible jokes, right?
That's right.
So here's a really terrible one. There was this guy that was in Hollywood that was trying to get a job as a comedian, and so he went in to get headshots. And the photographer is taking a picture and tells him that, you know, you're really talented, you look great, but you're going to have to change your name. And his name was Penis Von Lesbian. Okay?
Peter Von.
Penis Von Lesbian.
Oh, yeah, Dick Van Dyke.
You ruined the joke. Yeah, you ruined
the joke. Did I? Well, see, that's what I get for watching my little octopussy.
That's right. He went home, changed his name, and then he sent a letter thanking the guy for the advice. He changed his name to Dick Van Dyke, and now he's successful. So,
I want to interject. Folks, really, this is a spiritual show.
Well,
silence was the golden reply.
This is what you get for a show that you catch me off guard. Okay? Now listen, this is my criteria. As you know, I hope the people that are listening to this don't think all I do is tell terrible dirty jokes. And it's kind of a way of breaking the ice. Because the stuff I'm saying is kind of intense and heavy. Even for me, I wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, do I have to talk about this again? But I do, because I have this unusual experience of having I'm just going to say, check out the website Conversation with My Girlfriend. Listen to my song. Our world is in a state of change, and we can make a difference. We can. It doesn't seem that way, but we can. The voices on the other side are saying, they want to help, but we have to ask and call them, or they would be violating our free will.
You know, that I want you to explain, because you just said one of the most important things you've stated. The fact that they must, and I mean must, be asked, whether that's prayer, mentally, whatever. You must first ask before they can intercede actively.
That's right. Now, you know, a lot of people do not believe, it's hard to believe that somebody's watching it, only being paid attention to it. It's hard to believe it. And so, why bother asking? Things look really bad, you know? Well, I've had people read my book, The Reincarnation of Education, that before they read it, they were atheists, and afterwards they weren't. You know, there's a power, and I say this, I'm not religious in any normal sense. I've had this very, very, very unusual personal experience where they validated themselves to me. And it's happened, you know, where it's just become part of my reality. The story is up on the web. And actually, you have the story. We did that 1 hour dialogue that I did when I first introduced myself. Is that up on the Donna Wynn Show page?
The 1 hour show?
Yeah.
That isn't, but I will have it up, yes.
It's good to reference it, you know, because that just tells the story. And, you know, the story is involved with miracles, it's involved with a lot of validation. And so, I'm living in Canada, and I'm not making it up. If anyone refuses to check anything out, can validate it.
Yeah.
It actually happened. I'm not delusional. And the two forces that are the forces behind the evolution of humankind are explaining how they work. They're explaining how they work through David and through two of my girlfriends in a row. It's a wild story. But read it and email us questions, but take it seriously, because it's a serious aspect of the changes our planet is going through right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, one reason we're doing the show is that Don has checked it out, he's checked me out, he's checked the stories out, and it's resonated with him. And, but actually, there's a lot of guidance in it, and specifically, what you can do to change things, what you can do to make your own connection.
Well, you know, and this is something I wanted to say. This show may be a lot of fun, and in the end it's going to be done a lot better because we'll be handling this with newer and newer equipment. I have new equipment now, but we'll be getting more and more equipment so that there's no hum, whizzing, popping in the track. We're going to be doing a live show quite recently. So right now, Lee and I are just having a little fun, feeling each other out on the air and allowing you guys to be a part of the process. But the truth is, this is a show that we're going to take as far and as fast as we can, because we feel it's important, number one, that you understand that you can connect with these higher sources, that they are available to you, that they do want to connect. We want you to know how you can achieve that connection that in the best way possible for each and every one of you, and how connecting with other people makes those connections even stronger. And, I mean, there's going to be a lot of fun and bantering between us, but we hope that the message gets to you loud and clear that we're entering into the most dynamic, robust, consciously, how would I put it, where the most changes in your consciousness will happen in such a fast rate, many people it will catch either completely unaware, or by surprise, and some people it'll just float right by, and it'll be unfortunate for those people because they're going to have to learn lessons all over again. And you know, there's a real method to this madness, and we hope you come to understand that during the course of our show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things is I think a lot of people right now are going through anxiety, fear, financial problems, all kinds of stuff.
Paying high gas prices,
worried about this and that. And it's our hope that we can use this show as a way to lift your spirit, have some fun, introduce you to things that are, you can really validate, that are very real, that can help you change your life.
Well, they're going to hear one of your channelings today, Wynn. Do you mind? In fact, I'd like to put a 32 minute channeling of you and girlfriend X or Y. I don't know which one it is.
A girlfriend X, I believe, okay?
What's that?
Okay, just for the people that are listening.
Yeah, the people.
What happened to me is I had this new girlfriend, and I tell the story in conversations with my girlfriend. And for 6 months, whatever else we were doing, she would say, those guys want to talk to you again. I believe the channeling you're going to play is they woke me up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Isn't that true? Isn't that the one?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, Wynn.
Okay, I don't.
It's not the first one, but it's the second one you sent me. You sent me one more from a later time period. So this is the.
I think that's the one. But in any case, what happened was for 6 months, this girlfriend was saying, those guys want to talk to you. Then it freaked her out. Sarah left me, and then girlfriend Y came. And I called my old girlfriend up. And I thought that I was finished with it, and they started coming from girlfriend Y. They identified themselves as the Council of Elohim. And I learned they were paying a lot of attention to me, and they were paying attention. You know, a lot of people wonder at these end times. I had the opportunity to ask a huge group soul on the other side every question and get an answer. And so sometimes they're just counseling me, sometimes they're helping me work through my own distortions and whatever. Other times there's some very philosophical and spiritual questions. From the source that I believe throughout history might have been considered as God. They're not gods in the way that religion makes it out to be. They're actually...
we're all gods.
Well, we're all gods. But what I mean is, they're not gods to be prayed to.
Right. They're not the divine creator.
They're not saying, stand on your knees and bow down to us.
Right.
They're actually a higher form of us coming and trying to guide us so that we can become a higher form as well. Kind of and our planet is in this graduation ceremony right now. And this information can help.
Well, you know the story of Carla Rucker and all her raw channelings and that came out in 17 sessions. Well, what people on this show are going to be surprised to know is that Wynn has somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 plus audio sessions with the Ra and the Elohim. And
let me just say something. I'm going to say that I have voices coming through two consecutive girlfriends that say they're the Ra and the Elohim.
Right.
So I happen to think it's true, but it's not something that can be proved. So I don't want to say it as if it's true. I'm going to say there's a wisdom in it, there's information in it, and there's the miracles, as you know, and we're going to go through some of those experiences I have. But I am not going to say that it is Ra and the Elohim. I'm just going to say they identify themselves.
Right. Understood.
Okay.
And the nice part about that is, I mean, well, that's the same with Carla. They made the claim that they were Ra with Carla when she was channeling the Ra. So, I mean, you got to feel it, you got to feel the energy, feel the message, and kind of make your own opinion as to who and what they are, depending on who's channeling them or when or what they're stating. But what will be interesting will be that we get to actually put out a bunch of brand new, unheard Ra or Elohim messages that will be a first for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they've never been made public, and you've had them stored away on audio tapes and transcripts, and they have never been brought out to the public yet, and this will be the first time for people all over the world to get to experience that. And the nice thing that I like about the way you did it is you asked questions that were quite hard-hitting, and were not only sometimes personal, but were questions that everybody has on their mind. Like me, I wish Carla would have asked a thousand more questions. Every time I read her channelings, I always say, why didn't she ask this, or why didn't she get this clarified, or why didn't she ask this? And I think your channelings, the channelings that come through Girlfriend X and Y, are going to be able to help identify some of those, which is going to be...
Yeah, I would say that people who find value in these things not because we identify the source as some elevated being, but because they connect with the message, they feel the intent of the source, they feel the energy of it, and that it, there's good guidance for how you can work this in your own life. That's where the importance is.
Hmm.
And then decide if the source is who they think it
is. Exactly. Well, again, Lynn right now is at a book signing. He is the author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and he's right now in Sedona, is it?
Sedona.
Sedona. And so he's been spending several hours there at a book signing with his new book that just came out mid or so last year. And of course, I encourage everybody to pick up a copy of it. I always will. And the nice thing that Lynn is off to do for any blogging service listeners or readership is that they will get a free CD or tape of one of his lectures that he gave, which I think will be an added bonus to the book. So I encourage you to pick it up. It's worth it, believe me.
Listen, what the book does, what does, you know, I'm not a guy that expects anyone to believe anything blindly. And I'm not a guy to say, here's the truth, believe it. When I present things, you notice the tone, I really want people to draw their own conclusions. And I wrote the book in a way, it's very hard for the conscious mind to believe in a lot of things, and accept the possibility that there are forces that are actually paying attention to us and working with us. For many people. Now, for many people, they've found that that's true, and they've named those forces, whatever they have, whether it's God or love or whatever, they've developed a relationship, and it really doesn't matter what you call it. We're happening to call these forces Ra and the Elohim because it connects with a lot of biblical and historical things that way, and that's how they identify themselves to me. But I'm sure there's many people that have made their own connection and maybe have a different name, so they're not like conflicted with any religious belief or spiritual belief that anyone has. Thank you for coming. They're just presenting this to you for your own, what you can glean out of it for your own guidance. And I think the selfish act is closing.
Well,
are we ready to finish?
We are just about ready to finish because that almost fills out the hour with the clip that we're going to be putting on shortly, which is the channeling. Folks, you'll have to listen a little bit hard because I'm going to be hooking a couple clips together onto this audio file so that you can hear it. You might want to play around with your audio dial in order to turn it up or what have you so you can get as clear as reception as you can on the track. However, it may come in a little difficult again. I have a lot of new equipment that I'm playing with now. My office is now a studio with all sorts of equipment all pieced all over the place, none of which, of course, I know how to operate yet. So it's going to take some time for us to get into some quality transmissions where everything's working as one. But until that time, again, we're just going to have some fun and tell bad jokes. And allow ourselves to communicate the best way we know how.
All right, I'll see you later.
Lynn, you have a great and safe trip back.
Yeah, I got to tell you something.
Yes.
You know, when we started this conversation,
is this supposed to be taped?
This is supposed to be taped, yeah.
Okay, then speak up.
Speak up. When we started this conversation, I looked at my cell phone battery and said, I'll never have a question.
Oh, it's dying now. You can barely hear it.
Oh, wait. Here, I'll move it.
That's better.
I said, I'll never have a half an hour. And I just looked at it again. The damn thing hasn't gone down. It's been just where it was when we started.
My gosh.
So, whatever that means.
You know, that's not common.
I know it.
Those darn things run out so fast, when they get to the end, it's like, they're over.
I know it. So maybe we have intervention here.
Maybe we do. You're doing hard.
So I'm hanging up, okay?
You have a great one, and thank you for being here.
Okay.
And we'll talk again later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, that's my daughter in the background wishing to say hello. Will you say hello? Would you like to say hello? I guess she wouldn't. Well, again, I'm going to be clipping in the channeling of Girlfriend X or Y or whichever one she is. And listen to the whole track. I think it's going to touch a chord in each and every one of you. And I thank you for listening to our show today.
Council of the One known as On.
Now this is the challenge that was suggested by Carla Ruppert to challenge three times that whoever is delivering this information is coming in the Christ consciousness and operating out of the highest good of all concerned.
You answer in the affirmative to your question.
Could you answer that same question again? Are you operating out of the highest good of all concerned and in the Christ consciousness?
This channel experiences difficulty with this transmission. We do indeed operate from the sixth density of service to the galactic light and the one creator. We operate outside the manifold of duality. Therefore, we operate within what you term the Christ of consciousness. Proceed with your question.
So, just ask the same question one more time, as Carla Ruppert had instructed us, that just say once more that you are operating within the Christ of consciousness.
We do indeed operate out of what you would deem the Christed anointed flame of universal love and service.
Thank you. I would like to ask some general questions to start with, questions that might be used to explain this kind of transmission to those who have never been exposed to this kind of work. So the first question is, why is it that you are available to us to answer these questions?
We have always been available to those who would seek us.
Seeking would find a way to connect with this kind of communication.
If that is the intent of the recipient, our frequencies, our information, our beingness is present for those who can properly perceive it.
Now the instrument who is receiving right now Would someone have to have the same kind of connection to the higher energies as her to be able to receive these kinds of messages?
That means that actually would be helpful. Facilitates the process of awareness. However, it can be accessed by many of sincere intent in a profoundly reflective and meditative state.
How could someone who doesn't have the availability of this kind of channel connect with the support of your counsel?
By going deeply within the self. Deeply within the self for the answers that you seek, available universally to all.
Why is it on this level people cannot remember or experience often their connection with their divine source?
Because there are veils in place in this level and continue to be until you reach fifth and sixth density. You have chosen this as part of your evolutionary makeup. Part of divine.
Now, if someone is living within their veils, what can they do to penetrate through their veils? What kind of exercises, if they have decided that this is something they would like to lift above?
First, there must be intention. Then there must be persistence. Then there must be a vision of that which could be beyond the veil. These combined provide the backdrop and the impetus for further dissolution of the mental structures holding in a person.
When a person makes this intention, does your counsel actually monitor and notice when that takes place in a person, even though they haven't penetrated the veil directly?
The counsel notices and guides as much as it is able those entities willing to perceive us on what you would term the other side.
Now, many entities might be highly skeptical that such a counsel could be actually paying attention to these kinds of things on such an individual level with so many billions of people on this planet. Could you describe a little bit how that process works in the etheric levels and of energy, how that actual noticing takes place?
We see you as energy systems, as energy circuits. When there are particularly bright spots, we know to pay attention to these. The bright spots simply are indicative that a person in your density has tapped into the greater collective field and is thus accessing consciously the required information to further free him or herself from the confines of the third density. In this manner, we are able to pay attention to those who, among billions, would make the initial sojourn into the greater developmental densities awaiting higher galactic consciousness connection.
Would it be appropriate to describe you as a group soul or a group of many, many individual energies? And if so, could you explain where all those energies came from before they became part of your council?
We are the Shuddhim, a group soul, a group matrix, a collective, an oversoul, the sixth density. We are currently moving into seventh and eighth density.
Where did the individual segments come from prior to joining the group or joining the collective?
Energy is always present. There is no beginning and end.
At one point, there was the one which subdivided and subdivided. So was there not a separation from the one at a certain period of what we would call time in this universe?
There was what you would call the illusion of separation.
So in terms of that illusion, were the members of the council separated and then come together? Or was the council part of an initial kind of creation from the one source as it stands now?
The question as you phrase it does not really make sense to us. We have always been and will always be. There is a process of soul evolution and integration. Your souls themselves also always have been and always will be. It is more an awareness of affiliation.
Maybe I can rephrase the question. At one time, it was my understanding that there were less individuated souls and that there were soul energies that chose to subdivide to create individualization, which I would experience as my individual soul connecting to an oversoul which connects to other oversouls going back to the source. So, if this is so, there was a timeline where individuation took place and then recombination, at least in the way that I've understood it. Maybe I could get some clarification on this process, if I understand it correctly, or if there is a better way to understand it.
You understand it correctly.
So when I ask that at one point there was fewer energy forms and then they subdivided to make more energy forms, then we could put that on a timeline according to the way time is experienced on this planet. So the question is, on the council, if I could get some understanding, how that actually occurred for the council.
Life years ago, Andromedan system, separation occurred, recalibration, reintegration, resynthesis. Of the information that we are free to give.
Did you have third density life on the Andromedan system? If it's okay to answer that?
At one point.
Okay, thank you. When someone on the third density first hears about the fact that there's going to be a change of densities on this planet, in this planetary system, and they wonder, what should they do to be able to participate in the higher choice that's available, what would your suggestions be?
Open the self to the dreams of that which may want to be made possible. Hold back not the self from the highest interior dream. Believe it is possible, and in such way accumulate energetic force to overcome lower density limitations. Lower density limitations are fed by energy. Such are higher density dreams, also fed by same-like energy. The difference being, one is conscious, and others are deeply unconscious and subconscious, thus much harder to control. Remain in a continuous conscious holding pattern of that which you deem bearable, as you would bear light, bearable, as you would want to be borne by another. As in the I am, presence of the light, the bearer of the light, become that in your third density. This translates into what you would say is love, is service, is caring for.
This is the first time we have done this kind of thing in our home with another person present, and perhaps I can ask it for the appropriateness of certain things, and if we do this again, how to do it. We have right now this very much in alliance with the work we're doing. And when we have people present, is it appropriate to let them ask questions, or should questions come filtered through me? Which is a better process? So, at this moment, do you want to ask any questions? Go ahead.
What is it like to be you? And what is your relationship to love and light?
Hmm. This is an interesting question. We do not experience physical bodies such as you would deem them on your earth plane. We are an amalgamation of light intensities and light frequencies. Our life is centered around a central purpose or focus. We experience the collective as a oneness. We build using frequency of light, harmonics, sacred geometry forms, such as would appear in your inner eye. We are not limited by those things you would term earth limitations. We are not afraid of death. We do not take birth in the physical form. Our lifespan would number many thousands of years of your lifespan. We pass consciously from one density to another. We perceive holographically. We do not experience fear as you experience fear. Does this answer your question?
Then I have another related question. How does time appear to you in relationship to us? Do we seem to be much slower in thought or in beingness?
Much more localized. We exist outside what you would call time as a linear construct. Therefore, we have the option of jumping around in and out of it, as you would jump in and out of a swimming pool.
In your work with the sacred geometries, do you put together forms or constructs or models of bodies or other things?
We use it for the whole, constructs of the whole. That which the whole deems beautiful, appropriate, and a necessity. We use the inner eye, the inner harmonics of that which you would deem the higher octaves of life to create.
Do you have sections within yourself that say work harder on different aspects of the sacred geometries?
There are those who are what you would call specialists.
In my past, I remember being in being a being of light and being in perhaps a different density and working with other beings before I came here. I don't know if it would be the sixth density or I probably was in a couple of different densities. I think there may even be people that remember me. And I don't even know if people is the right word to say. I guess my question was, is any memory of this that you could track?
We read seventh density in your case. Will you read also the name? Akoshana, Akoshanic, similar to the name Akashic. A few more questions.
One of the things that I've been working on is to, I seem to have gotten together into a complex with beings. Oh, okay. The beings that are like hanging on to me, and I've been working with them to set them free. And I feel like I'm making a lot of progress on this, and that I'm aiding them. Do you have any idea how close I might be to finishing this?
Yes, well, so they can know.
And, well,
there's ways they can know.
Is there and other ways that I could make this more effective?
28%. You have still 28%. Work to go. You must make it clear that the entities will not receive from you the sustenance and nourishment which they think that they must have in order to survive. You must make it clear to them, if you so desire, that they have no permission to be in your field, and you must turn them elsewhere to go home. They cling to you as lichen, as a barnacle would cling to the hull of a ship, because you are there for them. If you are to make it clear that you no longer wish their presence, they cannot violate the law of free will. If you do not give permission, they cannot stay.
Maybe a final question for myself is there any way that I can, I've chosen to do this fair, and I'm going through an extreme amount of fatigue. Is there any suggestion to do this with less fatigue?
We see blue. And the number 8, the infinity swirl. Imagine this around you at all times. And blue. Color your chakras blue. It will pull energy up out of the ground and into a higher sphere where you will not be so weighed down by it. Also, the taking of cherry. Cherries. Yes, could be of aid for you.
Thank you. And for the instrument who's doing the work right now, can you give her some counsel on the changes that she's been going through as of late, and how she can deal with them in the best way, and how I can help her deal with them?
The current instrument is going through severe detoxification and realignment, energy patterns and nodes and grids within the body. It is taking time, taking its toll. It is good for the entity to balance alone time with people time, with periods of quiet interspersed with periods of activity. With eating more, grounding, and calling on her guides, there is intense internal trauma and doubt surfacing inside of this instrument. She has reservations as to the nature of the work that is being presented to her. She must take it at her own pace and understand that it is free will and shall not be forced. It is an integration period that we read is lessening in severity. However, it is notably there and shall continue to be such.
Earth changes, economics over the next four to eight weeks that we should be aware of?
Iraq hit 4 weeks duration. We see such a headline. It is not good to focus on a clearly destabilized world economic and political scene. This will continue to degenerate. It is instead better to focus on creating a stable inner psychic environment. For as the outer environments fail and flail, the inner environments are the only thing you have left with which to cope.
Thank you very much. Any more questions? Take the chance, ask the questions.
I love your energy, and it's good to be in touch with you, and I hope that eventually I will be able to stabilize myself enough that I would be able to contact you directly too. Is that a possibility?
It is simply a matter of willing and perseverance. If you try, you cannot help but to eventually succeed.
Thank you very much for answering our questions tonight, and we look forward to the next time you're available.
It is in blessings and service. We give this time and information to you when it is deemed appropriate by you. You may ask again at your willingness. I don't know.
You have been listening to a Blog In Broadcasting Service, a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much, and good night.